T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We check in with KDK TV2's Bob Pompeiani.
And hey, Bob.
There's conflicting reports out there. Some people are reporting that this coal trade is done. The Houston Chronicle beat writer says he just talked to the Houston general manager. It isn't imminent. I'm tending to think that it's probably closer to being done than not. And if it does go through, Gerrit Cole, for basically prospects, I assume you're not surprised.
No, how are you guys? Good to talk to you again. No, and, you know, I've seen all kinds of different information. That's the world we live in with the social media stuff. You never know. Although
it's fun, but it's challenging. You know, I mean, it's cool that you get the information so fast, but sometimes you got to sort through what's real and what's crap.
And it takes a while. Sometimes you can get duped even if you think it's legit, which I just found out from a friend of mine who works at Twitter. They've had a real problem with this lately. Anyway, you know, it's not a surprise, Andrew and Ron. It's not. And if I'm okay with whatever they do, as long as they don't come out with some spin that doesn't make sense. You know, the narrative of winning a championship does not apply. If you're going to trade Cole, likely then you'll trade McCutchen, likely then you'll trade Harrison. And if they want to do that, and if that's their plan, that's fine. Tell people what it is. You know, don't be disingenuous about what it is, because it is a money dump. They don't want to deal with him and his financial future. You know, it's the same thing. Here we go again.
Bob, I said this, I use the analogy, you stick your toe in the water, you got to jump in. I'd seriously look if this deal goes through. McCutchen, Harrison, and didn't Neil Huntington prepare us for this a week or two ago where he said, we haven't determined whether we can even compete in 2018 or should be pointing to 2019. He basically came out and said that.
And that's fine. If that's how you believe, then say it and say, listen, give us 4 years, give us 5 years. You don't want to hear about five-year plans, we're going to hear another one about them. And you know, that's just the way it is. And this is why, Ron, I've for many decades now, ever since this stupid salary cap or lack of it came in, whatever the rules are, I hate it, because it just completely separates the haves and the have-nots by miles. And you can't, if you don't want to play the game, then get out of the game. But, you know, that's the choice you have to make.
You know, that strategy worked
Let me interrupt you. Jeff Passan, right?
Yahoo.
Yeah, he's a fairly reputable guy.
I trust Jeff.
Source, no deal for Cole, false rumor. As is the case with these things, talks could pick up back quickly. For now, though, Cole to Houston is not happening.
So now you got MLB Network versus Yahoo.
The social media stinks, Bob. And you live your life on it, Bob, but it stinks out there.
But Ron, it's not only social media. MLB Network, before Chris Russo just popped on, they had Ken Rosenthal and Morosi talking like the deal was done.
But you see this crap on here. Yeah. It's hard to believe.
Bob, I'll say that, and now if we want to frame it, should they trade Gerrit Cole? Let me say this about the because you said what, a cash dump?
Well, Andrew, come on. If they're not going to deal with, if they're trading him now, they don't want to deal with his financial future.
I don't disagree with that. But that? Well, because I think a cash dump is Aramis Ramirez. You can't meet payroll.
That's total apples and oranges. I'm not looking at it that way. They're looking at it the same way they deal with anybody who comes close to cashing in. That's why McCutchen didn't get a new deal, because he was. You can argue the points of it one way or the other. That's fine. But they don't want to deal with the future money. And Andrew McCutchen was not about to give them any sort of discount after a really good deal the Pirates struck with him several years ago. It was good for him because it was guaranteed. It was good for them because it gave them how many years with Andrew McCutchen.
Right.
And he's been terrific.
Bob, but I think...
But I'm just saying, in this case, they don't want to deal with future guys. Harrison will become, you know, the money. It's a money issue. You can't deny that.
No, it absolutely is. But when I hear cash dump, it sounds to me like you don't think it's a baseball decision. And I think Neil Huntington, because of money, is forced to make a baseball trade. He's not just giving away Gerrit Cole. That's what I think of when I hear salary dump. Like, please take him off our hands. We can't afford him anymore.
They won't. It's not that they can't.
Well, they could afford him for this season.
But they don't want to afford him beyond this. When he's going through arbitration now, the price will go up heavily, and it will again. And again, if that's their thinking, then fine. I understand. Just say what it is. Say we can't afford to pay these prices, whatever the case. You got to make a baseball trade. We'll judge that baseball trade.
You know
trade.
What,
we
though, Bob? I don't.
For several years.
I don't think it's only that. I think that's the biggest reason is what he's going to make down the road. But there are other teams in big markets who would tell you, we're not going to sign a pitcher to a long-term deal into his 30s. That's not just unique to small market teams. Trading a guy in his late 20s and trying to get a lot back, there are plenty of teams that do that. I don't think it would be smart to give Gerrit Cole a $200 million contract extension. Do you? With the way he's pitched?
No, I'm not suggesting that. But what I'm suggesting is the market is the market. That's why I say about this system. The system dictates that's what his salary will be. It's going to go up astronomically. And because the Pirates play in a system that doesn't protect them from this sort of thing, we're always going to be in that situation discussing these topics. And that's why I hate the system. And I think the Pirates, as I said before, should take a stand along with other owners similar to it and say, look, we cannot survive like this.
What stand do you want them to take?
I want them to say we need a salary cap.
Not going to happen.
And please join me in this crusade to try to change baseball.
Bob, because they're not going to because they're all making money. They're all making money, Bob. This isn't hockey.
Okay, well, that's the problem, Ron. They're making money, and winning is a backseat to making money.
Well, they're not going to change a system where they're all getting rich off of it. The NHL had to shut down for a year back in the day, and I'm convinced it's the only reason the Penguins are still here, by the way, because they all were losing money. Not all, but three or four or five teams. Everyone's making money in this system, so why are you going to change it?
Then fine. Let's just not talk and cover the game differently. Separate yourselves in halves. Ron, I've reached a point where I just can't. I'm tired of this whole narrative. I am. I'm tired of the fact that every time it comes to this, it becomes. And you're right. It's not just Pittsburgh.
Right.
But there are other markets similar to Pittsburgh. I'm just saying somebody needs to step up and say, for the betterment of the game,
yes,
we need to change
they're all getting rich, Bob.
But Bob's right.
Competitively, they're not rich, Ron. You can, and I'll ask you this question again, and you can cite for me the Dodgers haven't won a championship. But every year for the past 30 years, if I asked you, has the Los Angeles Dodgers gone into a season with a much greater chance of winning a championship? The answer is yes. That's the problem.
I'll throw back to you more football team, baseball teams make the playoffs than football teams. The New England Patriots have gone to the AFC Championship game 6 years in a row. Okay,
probably
and
seven.
That's with a salary cap system. I'm just telling you, because you happen to live in a market where the owner doesn't spend, it doesn't mean the entire system is horrible.
I'm sorry, I disagree. I think the entire system is horrible.
Well, I think that's true, Bob. If you're saying, do I like this baseball system? I don't. It's a black eye for you. Want to talk about cash dumps? It's a black eye for the sport when the MVP, the best power hitter, gets traded in a cash dump. That wasn't
given away.
And that's what I mean. That's different than Gerrit Cole. They're not giving Gerrit Cole away.
But it's the same situation. It's the same premise.
But
we can't operate with it. Therefore, we have to get rid of it.
Well, how about the team that gave him the contract to begin with?
Well, that was ludicrous.
Okay.
Ludicrous.
You know, people say these guys aren't worth it. I always answer, yeah, they're worth it if somebody's willing to pay them.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Miami's decision
right.
to give it to him.
I
thought that was ludicrous. I'm all for players getting what they can get. That's all what it's about, and that's fine. But the system has to protect ownership and the credibility of the game by making it equally possible to maybe be competitive every single year based on baseball moves, not just because you have more money and you have more revenue coming in and no one else has.
Right. But
how is that a good system?
You're right, it isn't. But here's the thing. The system still allows for teams like the Pirates to win. It does.
How often does that happen?
Well, okay, but here's what I'm about to say. This system has allowed for Kansas City to win the World Series, Cleveland to get to the World Series, Houston to win a World Series. Now,
what are those three teams done at the trade deadline, Andrew?
Okay, but that's not the system's fault. That's the Pirates' fault, Bob.
Spending the money. That's having your system, but also enhancing it when you have to by overspending when you probably
don't
want to.
I mean, people will say 20 years here were miserable and awful. They lost a generation of fans. All those things are true. The Astros hit rock bottom harder than any team maybe in baseball history, where they were getting a 0.0 in television rating. They had a $13 million payroll. Nobody was going to their games. Nobody was watching their games. They tore it down, and they built it back up in 3 years to win a World Series. So it's not impossible.
And they called it exactly that. And I understand that becomes, now it's you're judged on your baseball moves. And they also called it what it was. They did not come out and say we're competing for championships year in and year out, because they're not. And they knew it. And they came out and they were honest. And they said, this is what we're doing. Now we're going to try to do the best we can with all the draft picks we have. And they did. It took a long time, but they did.
Right.
So, fine. My point is...
And if the Pirates had an owner after 2015 who said we won 98 games, we should make a Justin Verlander trade, or we should sign Edwin Encarnacion the way that the Indians did after they won the World Series, then, you know, maybe they don't lose 70, maybe they don't win 78 games in 2016, maybe they win 94 again. So you're right. My point, what I'm trying to say, Bob, is you're right to a point. The system stinks. It's not all, you know, teams are created equally. You're right. Not every team starts with the same chance of winning because their payrolls are all different. But it doesn't mean the Pirates have to be bad. They can still find ways around it.
I agree. I'm just, my overall premise is that you can't compete with the big dogs every year. You'll never have the same opportunity going in. And if you say anything otherwise, you're not looking at it properly. Yes, L.A. hasn't won a championship. That's on them. But do they have a significantly better opportunity year in and year out? The answer is overwhelmingly yes.
Bob, we had calls this morning saying that they want to see the Patriots win because they want to see the Steelers go to New England and win. We had one guy actually call and say he'd rather have them beat the Patriots and lose in the Super Bowl than beat Tennessee and then win the Super Bowl. Are you one of these people that want to go to New England rather than having Tennessee come here?
No. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, the whole idea is winning. And when it's all said and done, if you win a Super Bowl, okay, those who have that mindset, they'll look back and say, well, you didn't go through New England, therefore you failed. No. I mean, you're trying to get there. If Tennessee's good enough to beat New England, then that's on New England. They didn't deserve to get there. So I find that ridiculous, to be honest. I think it's a case where you want to just get there as best you can. Whatever the road dictates, do you think New England's apologizing for some of the roads they've had over the years? No. They win.
We can agree on this.
Yeah, they don't. The Patriots don't apologize for playing in the AFC East, you know, and getting the Jets, Bills, and Dolphins.
That's on the other teams in that. Because
right.
Those are all with a salary cap system. Those are all just bad general managers and bad organizations making bad moves.
Bob, but, you know, getting back to what Ron said about the Titans versus Patriots thing, I put a poll up on Twitter. Steelers fans, who do you want to play in the AFC Championship game? 60% said Tennessee, which tells me 40% of the people that responded to that poll are absolutely nuts. But what it tells you is, and this is what I want you to comment on, the Patriots' obsession here. For so many people, it's become personal with them. I told Ron in the first hour of the show, it's almost like Ben Roethlisberger wanting Jacksonville, where so many fans here are seeking revenge and a chance to make up for all the losses to New England over the years. Why do you think that is?
There's a combination, Andrew. It's number one, it's just it's envy in a way, you know, the success they've had. Number two, it's just hatred for how they've gone about it with all the things that have gone on over the years with Spygate, Deflategate, every other gate that goes on. I just think people look at them generally around here as cheaters, and there's a lot to document that. But they also know that they win a lot, and they don't like the fact that it comes at their team's expense. You know, I don't know how else to do it. I don't look at it that way. I mean, I give props to that team and that organization for taking advantage of whatever they have in the AFC East. And, you know, they've been able to put together a tremendous string of success, regardless of the circumstances.
Are you concerned at all about Jacksonville coming in here and pulling a shocking surprise?
No, I'm not. I really understand those who do. And I saw that Ray Lewis last night, Brandon Marshall both picked Jacksonville. But I think, given what happened the first time, all they need for motivation is post three numbers, 309, 30-9, and that's all they need. This team is not going to allow that to happen again. I sort of look at it, and I have for the last several days, like last year's Miami playoff game on a revenge level, that they, you know, they got shredded in Miami, and Jay Ajayi ran all over them, and then they shut that all down and came out and took it to them early and won the game fairly easily. So I look at it that way for this game.
Bob, we talked about this earlier, too. Better overtime system, the NFL playoffs or the college football playoff?
Oh, Andrew, you're catching me at a bad time. My Fitbit says my heart rate is 105 right now for the last 10 minutes with you guys. If you ask me that question, it's liable to go to 150. I don't know. I'm so down on replay right now.
I didn't ask you about replay. I asked you about overtime.
Oh, see, I'm on replay so much that I can't even think of what you're saying. I'm not,
well, actually, if you're going to get fired up about replay, I do want to ask you about that. What do you make of
Wait a minute. I'll go back to your overtime question. What was it again? I'm sorry.
I said, which overtime system do you like more, what the NFL does in the playoffs or what college football did in the playoff when a game came down to their overtime system on Monday night?
I think I still go with the NFL system now that they made two teams have possession. I didn't like it when it was just first score wins and you don't get another chance, so I like it the way it is.
Well, it is kind of that way if a team scores a touchdown.
Okay, but you earned it then. But it's still better than what it was.
You don't like starting at the 25-yard line?
I don't have an opinion one way or the other. It's fine. They implement it. It works well for them. No, I don't have an opinion.
All right, so if you're not going to give me an opinion on that, give me something that you are bothered by, the replay.
Well, I'm bothered by the consistent inconsistencies. And when you put stuff side by side, we did this all day yesterday down at KDK TV, there is nothing different between Jalen Ramsey and Jesse James. And yet two different calls were made. And you constantly have this overindulgence in a system where a guy's taken 5 minutes to decide. To me, if you have to go to six different camera angles, then it's inconclusive. We saw this last night. If you watch the Edmonton Oilers game, this stupid rule about offside on a replay, it's down to the fraction of a millimeter of a...
Hey, that replay, that replay helped the Penguins win a Stanley Cup, by the way.
I understand that, and that's fine. But I'm just saying, to me, if you're asking me, I think it's gone way too far. It's replay gone wild. There's no other way to describe it. We saw last night, if you watched the Purdue-Michigan game, went down to the final 5 seconds, okay? It's a tie game. Michigan, ball is awarded to them. They took, and this is Gene Steratore and his crew, they took three, I timed it because I was curious, 3 minutes and 52 seconds to decide if the call out of bounds to Michigan was correct.
Too long.
They eventually said, no, it's going to Purdue. And what happened? Purdue came down and won the game.
I liked what Huggins said. I liked what Huggins said last night. He said basically with the replay and all the rules, they've made officiating impossible. And you can apply that to any sport.
Any sport. And I think it's a shame because now those guys, and rightfully so, don't know what to do half the time because they know that regardless of what they call, it's going to be the other way. And I also wish they would just get back to what call on the field. That's a big call right there. It takes 100% conclusive evidence because that's not what's being applied in the NFL right now.
All right, Bob. We always enjoy the back and forth. The back and forth.
I always enjoy it, too. We'll do it tonight. Are you coming in for the sports call, Ron?
I will be in tomorrow night.
All right, I'll miss you. I'll be in there tonight, I guess, with Gene.
Yes.
Tune in 10:35 for the Ireland Contracting Nightly Sports Call.
Bob,
gentlemen,
it's
always a pleasure. Got me riled up now.
Have a great day, Bob.
See you, Bob.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.